Danny DeVito.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yoda, this is.
Kermit the Frog.
Ray Warren.
Jack Nicholson.
Ah, yes, yes, Stuart Griffin.
Splendid. Sean Connery.
Martha Stewart.
Peter Griffin.
Yes, Hugh Grant, yes.
Oh, yes, Professor Farnsworth.
Conan O'Brien.
John Howard.
Zap Brannigan.
Barney Rubble.
Jim Carrey.
Ian McKellen.
George W. Bush.
Vincent Price.
Forbidden chocolate.
Don LaFontaine.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Joan Rivers.
Anthony Hopkins.
Bugs Bunny, Doc.
Dr. Zoidberg.
Kim Beasley.
Alec Baldwin.
Oh, Mickey Mouse.
Orson Welles.
Fred Flintstone.
Sylvester the Cat.
Billy Connolly.
Rocco
the Kangaroo.
Ed Big Head.
Richard Harris.
Wah, Mick Wimby.
Russell Crowe.
Dean Martin, baby.
Nathan Lane.
This is a voice demo. 15 million years in the making.
What? 15 million years? You ought to be joking me!
No, no. That is quite enough. This is no way to behave, especially in a room full of precious antiques such as these.
Wow! That's awesome! You're a good security guard. What's happening, man? You want to be buddies? I'd sure like to be your buddy!
What is with all the yelling and the fighting?
Well, like, give us a break, Grandpa dear.
I'll give you a break.
Why, Ronnie? Tell him about the time you locked your kid outside because you thought it was your dog.
Yeah, this one time I locked my kid outside because I thought it was my dog.
Oh, I love that one, Ronnie.
Well, Bobby, looks like a great day here at the Eastside Track.
It sure does, Harry. Looks like there are going to be some great, beautiful dogs racing today.
That's right, Bob. And I think I can see that the dogs are about to start the race.
Fantastic. I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to this race.
The hounds are lining up to start. The audience settles down.
And they're off.
I say, Hubert.
Yes, Cecil dear.
Don't you think it's about time we did something about that bothersome flock of seagulls in the tea room? Last week they drove away all my bridge friends.
Nonsense, dear. I happen to think that they had a bit of character to the room.
Well, then, what do you say about the grizzly bear in the lavatory?
Yes, well, he's just a pervert, isn't he?
Colette was a nice girl. I met her down at the bar on Fifth Avenue. She was my type. Sexy, seductive, with a voice like a tenor saxophone. She asked me if I wanted to go back to her apartment, but I had to crack that case. That was the last thing that I did.
Welcome to my lair of evil. Here I am creating the most damnable object that the world will ever know. Now that I am almost ready, I will...
Igor!
Yes, Master.
What is that dreadful racket?
I was bringing the trolley with all your equipment on it, and I tripped, Master.
Imbecile!